Yes, of a truth, we are greeting once again all of you with all our hearts, worldwide. From the rising of the sun unto its going down. From the east to the west. From the south to the north. In all peoples, tongues, and nations. Today, we have special prayer requests, which we will bring later on to the Lord. Then we have special greetings, very special greetings from Russia, from the Ural, from the Ukraine, from Moldavia, from Bielorussia, Brother Schmidt says just now, then from Uzbekistan. Just very nice that God has His people all over. Then we have greetings from South America, greetings from brother and sister from Brazil, up to the Amazon, from the city of Recife, Sao Paulo, and also other cities. Then greetings from Angola, Rwanda, Cabinda, yes, all are sending greetings. Then from Mozambique, all are sending very warm greetings. Then we have greetings from South America. This time, Brother Graf is greeting us with all our brothers and sisters from Chile. May God bless him and all our brothers and sisters. Then Brother Jürgen is sending greetings. Brother Wallström from Denmark is sending special greetings. Brother John from Bucharest is also sending greetings. Brother Dr. Mbie from the DRC is sending greetings. Then we have greetings from Madagascar, from Orléans, from Cameroon. Then from India, one moment, here should be a double page. Sometimes people are angry with me if I don't give the greetings here. Then once again, greetings from Italy, one brother is greeting us. Greetings from Atlanta, Georgia, USA. Then we have greetings from Burma. Then greetings from Thailand, from Denver, USA. And then once again greetings from Romania. And then we have greetings from Rwanda, from Kenya. There should be another page here. Greetings from Finland. We all know our brother and sister Holviti and all those who are listening there. Then special greetings from Brother Etienne Genton. Yes, greetings and again greetings from all our brothers, in particular from all ministering brethren. Also greetings from South Africa, from Cape Town, from Johannesburg, just from all over. And our brother Mbie, the daddy from Brother Jean-Claude, said, Brother Frank, we are about 2,000 souls which are gathered. We are lying on our knees in the presence of God and we are praying the Lord that He, at this weekend, may bless in a special way. And we are expecting you in the next days. Then we have a very powerful report from four countries of Africa. Very briefly, we put it in the German, French, and in the English language. We put it here in a flyer with a couple of photographs together with Brother Tati. Perhaps Brother Tati stands up. So all can see Brother Tati, the best translator from the English language into the French language. We were in Togo, we were in the Chad, in Burkina Faso, we were in Niger. Really, it went up and down with the aircraft from city to city, from country to country. Then we have, we even rented a private plane with 12 seats, flying 600 kilometers into the country, and then again 2 hours driving by car to serve those who liked to hear the Word of God. We made use of every opportunity which the Lord had given us. Sometimes it went through half of the nights. Yes, it even happened that a quarter past three we went up in the morning, we got up, and then we started the day. It was really mighty. Our brother probably could give the best testimony. 8 preachers from various denominations, they made their decision to be baptized biblically in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and to believe the divine message. In the last meeting, the Baptist, what was he? The representative of the overall Baptist Union. He stood up. He was sitting in the first row. Here you can see him on this photograph, dressed in white, and he stood up and he said, what we have heard in these 2 sermons was nothing but the true Word of God. It was just wonderful how the Lord was leading and how He has gathered His people to hear His words, the words of eternal life. I think Brother Tati, he will rejoice with us. If I just say it very briefly, we were in the city of Lomé on the airport and we wanted to fly to Burkina Faso. And while we were at the airport, the flight was cancelled. They said it would not take place. We should book another flight and we should fly directly to Niger and we cannot go to Burkina Faso. And there was a great sadness in our hearts. And Brother Tati, he was phoning the brethren in Burkina Faso and he said, we are very sorry, the flight is cancelled, we cannot come. And this is here the greatest meeting of all, the greatest meeting of all. And when we, about 45 minutes, we were in the air flying in direction of Niger, the last station of the trip, then the announcement came from the loudspeakers, we have to make a stopover in Burkina Faso. We have to make a stopover. There was a storm coming up, a thunderstorm, and the plane could not land in Niger. It had to stop in Burkina Faso. It had to land there. Not so, Brother Tati. And, yes, And when we then heard the announcement in the loudspeakers, the plane will land, then was a great joy. And I have to say it and acknowledge it with thankfulness. Our brethren, also our brother Tati, they have really mobile phones and they just typed in all kinds of numbers, and one cannot even look so fast how it functions. And these brethren who were disappointed from the airport to say to the meeting, the brethren cannot come, the flight was cancelled. These brethren, we reached them on the airport along the way. They came back, and then you can imagine what kind of joy there was. And then the great joy to experience it and to witness it, that so many were gathered. TV was there, radio was there, journalists were there, and the whole city, the whole country could hear what God is doing in this time. Just so wonderful how the Lord is leading everything. To Him be the glory for it. And that God has counted us worthy in this time to carry His message into all the world. This is not our merit, but God's grace. And so may all worldwide be blessed. The third weekend, we were in Paris. Brother Didier, please stand up. This is our brother Didier from Paris. And Brother Kupfer, please stand also up so that all can see you. Brother Didier was arranging the meeting, and I estimate at least around 1,800 people were gathered in Paris. It was one of the greatest and mightiest meetings which we ever had in Paris. Brother Kupfer can also confirm it the best. We are just so grateful that the Lord always gives grace, that we can still travel from city to city, from country to country, to carry the word of the Lord. Then today we have visit. I see our brother Gil Nobel, originally from Pakistan, 1972, in this Islamic country, Pakistan. At that time, he was a Bible teacher in a small Bible school, and he opened the door, and the Bible pupils, they opened up their hearts, and today we have a couple of thousands in the country who believe the message, who are baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
God bless you in our midst. God bless you. Yes. Yes, God bless you.
Then we have our brother Daniel from Romania in our midst, and him we will ask to pray with us, just to pray with us. I would like to ask, who is here today for the first time? Please raise your hand. Do we have friends who are here in our midst for the first time? Please stand up. God bless you. God bless you. Be welcome. The Lord bless you. We have also very old friends which we greeted just before. May He bless all from the riches of His grace. And may He be with us. And now, before we ask Brother Daniel to pray with us, I would like to say the following, that we, At the beginning of this service, we will tell the Lord what is touching us, what is moving us, bringing Him the needs which are on our hearts, to be then free to receive and accept the Word, so that it can work in us for what God has sent it for. We are still all men. We have visit from Chile. God bless you, beloved. God bless all from near and far. May God bless all over the world who are now joined online. Please, let us bring by faith all problems and needs and prayer requests to the Lord. He is still calling today, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest for your souls." Even today, He is present to heal, to deliver, to bless. And now, we will ask Him together so that He can come to His right today with all of us, and so that we come to our divine right by His grace. Let us stand up, Brother Daniel and Brother Thomas. We ask to translate. The Lord God, may He bless us all. May He be with us all. Please come now. May He have His own way with all of us. And may His will be done. My God. Our Father, our God and Lord, we are thanking You for this day which You made for Your people. We are gathered here to hear Your word and to let Your promises go forth for us, so that we are experiencing wonderful things in Your presence. Do great things in our hearts by Your presence tonight. Lord, reveal Thy word tonight to us. Heal, deliver, forgive us. Confirm Thy word as the truth in our midst. We are here today because we are sure of Your presence. As You have come to Abraham to give him the promise, so You are the one who fulfilled the promise. Today, the words of the Scripture are being fulfilled, because the people of this hour, show us Your faithfulness, and make it that we go from this place, that we can say that You have spoken to our hearts. Also tonight, heaven is open for us. Therefore we ask You that You are pouring out Your Spirit and fulfill what You have said through Your prophet for this time, so that this message will turn the hearts of the children back to the fathers. Manifest Thyself in our midst, as You promised in Acts chapter 3. In Matthäus 17, in Matthew 17, verse 11, You have given these promises. Therefore, we are gathered at this place so that we experience the fulfillment of these promises, so that Your word is working mighty in our midst. Lead your people so that we, by obedience and humbleness, walk before you. Praise and thanks be to your name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Let us sing, "This is the day."
Amen.
Amen.
Ihr mögt euch setzen.
You may be seated.
Heute habe ich eine sehr schwere Aufgabe.
I have a very difficult task.
Ich habe im letzten Siegel
in the last seal I was reading.
Das, was Bruder Brenham zum Abschluss
what Brother Branham
im März
said as the final things in March 1963, in the last, in the seventh seal, what he had to say.
And
it really touched my heart that we take nothing for granted, but that we make our calling and election sure by His grace. And here, he made the comparison, which is unique in the Old and New Testament, that two tribes from the people of Israel, which were blessed in the Old Testament, that in Revelation 7 they are not found, but that the two sons of Joseph were placed in their stead, because these two tribes were loosened themselves,
nicht mehr nach Jerusalem
and didn't want to go back to Jerusalem, but remained in the mountains of Ephraim, putting up their own sacrificing places.
And
were worshipping idols and not worshipping God. And out of this reason, God didn't mention their names. He had to scratch out their tribes because they didn't obey their divine call. And to this, I just would like to read a couple of paragraphs from the last seal. Here, Brother Branham says, not every Jew, but only the 144,000 are part of the elect. I want to show you that the bride must also be in the right order. And then in the next passage, he comes to it. Read Revelation 7 together with me and pay attention to the tribes in Revelation, which are missing in Revelation 7. Dan and Ephraim are missing. They are not listed amongst the others. Then the question, did you notice this? Dan and Ephraim are not there.
Joseph und Levi an ihre Stelle
But for this reason, Joseph and Levi were introduced. In the next passage, it says, Moses experienced the promise which God gave to Abram. Then God said, what I promised, this I keep. God does not forget anything. He neither forgets his curses nor his blessings. And then Brother Branham says, in Deuteronomy chapter 29, from verse 16, we read. I will just read a bit, and then I will look up the Bible. I read from this sermon. You all know very well who we dwelt in the land of Egypt. And we're sojourning through the nations. You went through them. And you have seen their idols of wood and stone, of silver and gold. You have seen these idols, which are amongst them. And then he continues with the same text from Deuteronomy, chapter 16. I'll just read this passage. He calls himself happy. He speaks of those who worshipped. You know, they make a cross as they are doing it today. The same thing. This is a pagan custom. He's calling himself blessed according to his own imagination. And we all know, we're not judging here. But even if people make a sign of the cross like this, they mean it very sincere, very honest they are. And then they are touching the 3 points in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. They mean it deadly serious. And nevertheless, all of mankind was misled. And then Brother Branham reads on, if therefore a man worships an idol or carries with himself an idol and calls himself blessed in his mind, then God says, man or woman, family or tribe, his name will be blotted out under heaven. Now, is this right? How true is it? Worshipping idols caused the same thing in the churches. It is still so today. I could continue to read here what Brother Branham says here in the last seal, very sincerely he said it, that it is really important to not calling himself in the heart blessed in his own imagination, but having the certainty, the assurance that we are in agreement with God and His Word and His will. And then Brother Branham once again comes back to this thought. See, they are worshipping idols. And Dan and Ephraim, they went there to worship. They loosened themselves from Jerusalem. And with purpose, in the mountains of Ephraim, they were introducing this worshipping places. We are just coming back to it now. Here, Brother Branham, he makes an extraordinary remark, and he says the following. The names of the two tribes were blotted out because they worshipped idols, which God cursed. Didn't he say that he hates the Nicolaites and Jezebel and what they're doing? And now Brother Branham compares what happened in the Old Testament with these two tribes. He compares with what is written in Revelation chapter 2. Here it should be verse 2 and 3. What is it? Revelation chapter 2, verse 14. Revelation 2, verse 20. Where on one hand it speaks of Balaam, in comparison who brought the people of God to the fall, and then of Jezebel, who also misled the people of God and even the servants of God. Shall we read it so that we have the connection and that we recognize what the Spirit of God really wanted to say? And what he said, to show us the seriousness that no one thinks of himself and living and saying, oh, with me everything is in order, regardless of what I'm doing and what I believe. No, here in Revelation, chapter 2, it says in verse 14, Revelation 2, verse 14, but I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel to eat things sacrificed unto idols and to commit fornication. Such people were in the church, in the early church, after God, through the mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit, established the church, speaking her into existence, ordaining her to be his, to continue his ministry as his body. Because the church, according to 1 Timothy 3, verse 15, she is the pillar and foundation of the truth. In the church, no doctrine may exist which is not originally, which was not taught originally by the apostles. At the end of the time of grace, everything must be placed in a divine order. And to this, God is calling us time and again together, so that we have the orientation, so that we get the direction shown. And here in verse 20, it says, notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. Even my servants, seducing my servants. Why? If it would be only a simple sister, then nobody would fall for it. But because she was a prophetess, because she said, "Thus saith the Lord," therefore all hearkened. And not only they hearkened, but they also obeyed her. Let me give you this warning example, just from my heart, passing it on to you. When God, in the last seal, in the last minutes, on the 24th of March, 1963, and you all know what happened there, upon the instruction of the Lord, Brother Branham spoke about the seven seals. And then, as I just said, in the last minutes, he spoke about this subject, that the two tribes are not mentioned in the book of Revelation because they worshipped idols. Let me read to this from Genesis, a couple of verses. Genesis, so that you see that the greatest blessing does not profit when we slip into the falling away, when we become disobedient, not remaining in the will of God, then even the mightiest blessings do not profit anything. Here in Genesis, I just read a couple of verses. Genesis 48. Genesis 48, the last part from verse 5.
Ephraim und Manasse sollen mir gehören.
Ephraim and Manasse, which were born unto the are mine, as Reuben and Simon, they shall be mine. Mighty blessings, mighty promises were spoken. Verse 8, and Israel beheld Joseph's sons and said, "Who are these?" Then came the answer. In verse 13, we read the answer. And Joseph took them both, Ephraim in his right hand toward Israel's left hand, and Manasseh in his left hand toward Israel's right hand, and brought them near unto him. We all know what happened. The man of God even crossed his hands. The only time to show in the Old Testament through which the blessing comes, through what the blessing comes. And we have heard it in the word of introduction. We have heard it very well. Found in the likeness of men, obedient unto the death on the cross. Disobedience is a curse. And Brother Branham, he said it many times, the original sin is unbelief connected with disobedience. Now listen. What this man of God spoke out here. And then remember, it did not profit anything because this tribe dissolved and went on his own ways. And his people, Jeroboam, didn't permit his people to go to Jerusalem. Let us read it. In Genesis 48, verse 15 and 16. And he blessed Joseph and said, God, before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac did walk, the God who fed me all my life long unto this day, the angel which redeemed me from all evil, bless the lads, and let my name be named on them, and the name of my fathers Abraham and Isaac, and let them grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth. Yes. Then in the next verse, he laid on his hands when he saw Joseph. When Joseph saw that his father laid his right hand upon the head of Ephraim, the right hand upon the head of Ephraim, it displeased him. He didn't want it. And he said, not so, not so. We read on. Here one could actually read every verse. I read the last part from verse 20. And he blessed them that they, saying, in thee shall Israel bless, saying, God, make thee as Ephraim and as Manasseh. And he set Ephraim before Manasseh. And this tribe is not found anymore. Why not? Fallen out of the will of God. Dissolved from the will of God. Walking their own ways. And now, let us go quickly to 1 Kings. 1 Kings chapter 12. To make the bridge to what Brother Branham also mentioned in Revelations, in reference to Revelation 2:14 and Revelation 2:20, regards to Jezebel. Here in 1 Kings, chapter 12, one should read the whole chapter to see the whole connection. Let me read a couple of words. Verse 28, one should read 25 also. Then Jeroboam built Shechem in Mount Ephraim, and dwelt therein, and went out from thence, and built Penuel. Then it continues on and on. And in verse 28, whereupon the king took counsel with himself, and made two calves of gold, and said unto them, it is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. Yes, it is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. Long enough you went there. Behold, these are your gods, O Israel, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt. The same what happened with Aaron when Moses 40 days was on the mountain, and suddenly on the spot they made a calf, a golden calf. All were bringing the gold, making the golden calf. And here we read the same thing. This is your God, Israel. This is your God, these calves who brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Completely they lost their minds. Completely they lost orientation. And why? Here we read it. Long enough, you went up to Jerusalem. What is the message of the hour? Back to the word, which went forth from Jerusalem. Not to Samaria, not or somewhere where somebody erects a sanctuary. No, back to Jerusalem. There was the founding of the church. There was the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. There was the first baptism, the first sermon. And there we have to come back. Then verse 29, the one thing he set up in Bethel, Bethel is mentioned the first time in Genesis 12 in connection with Abraham. Bethel, house of God, house of God. And here, a calf is being put up, an image. Brothers and sisters, it's worth it. It's worthwhile to read the whole connection. What caused the separation from Jerusalem? What caused the separation of these two tribes? And the same is happening to them, which are separating themselves from the doctrine which went forth from Jerusalem. The same result will be with them. Let us read in verse 33, in 1 Kings, chapter 12, the last verse. So he offered upon the altar which he had made in Bethel the 15th day of the 8th month, even in the month, and now it comes, which he had devised of his own heart, and ordained a feast unto the children of Israel. Not what God did in Jerusalem, not what God originally promised for his people and ordained for his people. Here it's written of his own heart, devised of his own heart. Not the 14th day which God ordained, no, the 15th day. And the people should not go anymore to Jerusalem. They should remain there. They should remain there and making their worship in a false way. What did our Lord say? Woman, not on the mountain, but the true worshippers will worship God in the spirit and in the truth. But now, something good happened also. Thanks be to God. But now it comes. One of the saddest stories in all of the Bible. In chapter 13, in 1 Kings. 1 Kings 13, verse 1. And behold, there came a man of God out of Judah by the word of the Lord unto Bethel, and Jeroboam stood by the altar to burn incense, and he cried against the altar. I like it. Upon the word of the Lord, the man came from Jerusalem to Bethel, and upon the call of the Lord, upon the word of the Lord, he cried out what should be done with the altar. And it happened on the spot. Last part from verse 3. Behold, this altar shall be rent, and the ashes that are upon it shall be poured out. You can read it. It happened exactly just as this man of God has spoken it. And here in verse 5, the altar also was rent, and the ashes poured out from the altar according to the sign which the man of God had given by the word of the Lord. By the word of the Lord. Yes. Very nice, very good. And then something happened. The Lord God, this man of God from Jerusalem, he gave him along the way on that place where the judgment is spoken, not to eat and not to drink. And he said it to the king who invited him to come. Here verse 7, and the king said unto the man of God, come home with me and refresh thyself, and I will give thee a reward. And the man of God said, in verse 8, and the man of God said unto the king, if thou wilt give me half thine house, I will not go in with thee, neither will I eat bread nor drink water in this place. Yes. And then something happened which he didn't count with. And I tell you, a lesson for me, for all the preachers of the Word of God, if an original commission is there, then we may not hear anymore to any thus saith the Lord, which is in opposition to the commission which God has given us. And if you read on here, here it's written from verse 16, 17, and he said, a prophet came now, a prophet. Verse 11, we should read first. Now, there dwelt an old prophet in Bethel, and his sons came and told him all the works that the man of God had done that day in Bethel. The words which he had spoken unto the king, them they told also to their father. And their father said unto them, what way went he? You all know the story. He saddled his ass, and he was going after this man of God, and he found him under this tree. Verse 14, and went after the man of God and found him sitting under an oak tree, and he said unto him, art thou the man of God that camest from Judah? And he said, I am. Now comes the very sad story. Then he said unto him, come home with me and eat bread. And he said, I may not return with thee, nor go in with thee, neither will I eat bread nor drink water with thee in this place. For it was said to me by the word of the Lord, thou shalt eat no bread nor drink water there, nor turn again to go by the way that thou camest. What a clear instruction. And now comes the disaster. And that what is written here reminds me on Galatians chapter 1. But let me read this verse with very great sadness, with agony in my soul. Also what concerns me, what concerns all the servants of God, that we never are hearkening to anyone who refers to his supernatural experiences, if it is against the original commission. Just imagine, this old prophet in Bethel, it was not enough for him, the own suggestion. The man of God rejected it. And then this prophet comes, verse 18, he comes to the following thought. And he said unto him, I am also a prophet, as thou art, and an angel. And an angel spake unto me by the word of the Lord. Before that, three times we heard, by the word of the Lord, by the word of the Lord, by the word of the Lord. And this old, I almost said something. I almost said this false prophet. He used the same formulation. An angel of the Lord appeared to me, and by the word of the Lord he said, bring him back with thee into thine house, that he may eat bread and drink water. Don't judge quickly. If somebody comes with supernatural experiences, with some kind of vision, with some kind of experience, then, yes, then firstly your knees are feeble. And we are not counting with such trickery. And we fell for it. But he lied unto him. Just imagine. So he went back with him and did eat bread in his house and drank water. Just imagine. What must have happened with him on his inside? To the king he said, I may not return. I may not drink. I may not eat. And to the false prophet, he said, I may not. I was told by the word of the Lord. The commandment was given me. You may not eat at this place and may not drink water at this place. Here he spoke as a man. But in that moment, when he then, so to say, was leading into his office, thus says the Lord, even this man of God had the fear of God. Brothers and sisters, he could not imagine that some kind of prophet would dare to say what he didn't experience with God. This was also my attitude until 1979. I never in my life I could think of, I never thought of, that somebody would use the thus saith the Lord and would be misused by Satan. Then we have the punishment which God had given on the spot. You all can read it. This sincere man of God was falling for the thus saith the Lord of this old prophet whom God didn't use at all. This old prophet never said anything against this idol worship. He was just agreeing with everything. And now, God sends a man of God, and now something happens which never happened before. You notice? Do you notice what Paul has thought when he said in Galatians chapter 1, and even an angel would come from heaven and would preach unto you another gospel than that what I preached unto you. Cursed! Let him be accursed! Don't listen to him! Let him be accursed. Chase him away. And you see, this man of God, he really had to pay for it.
des falschen Propheten satteln.
He saddles the ass of the false prophet
and aus der Stadt heraus,
just out of the city
und siehe da,
and behold,
und siehe da, hier steht's geschrieben,
here it is written
in Kapitel 13,
chapter 13,
Vers 23,
verse 23.
Nachdem er nun,
and it came to pass, after he had eaten bread and after he had drunk, that he saddled for him the ass. I don't know if I would have done it, but he saddled him the ass who called him back. And then the lion came and he killed the man of God. And then three stood there. The lion stood there, the ass, and the man of God was lying there. And the people passed by, and they reported to the prophet what happened to this man of God. They just reported him what happened to him. And just imagine what this man even dared to say. I want to witness it when he gets his judgment. Even in the time of grace, I must be honest. I want to. I hope everything will be well when God will judge me. Here it says in verse 26, and when the prophet that brought him back from the way heard thereof, he said, it is the man of God who was disobedient unto the word of the Lord. This a man must imagine. This false prophet who was seducing this prophet, this man of God, he said, this is the man of God who was disobedient unto the word of the Lord. Such a, only a false prophet can say something like that. You can all read on. You can all read on. When Brother Branham spoke about this, about these two places, about the falling away, about the idol worship, and about that these two tribes are no more listed among the 12 tribes in Revelation 7, then I was thinking by myself, just read these chapters. What really happened, and what kind of lesson it can have for us, what we have to pay attention to, what I have to pay attention to. I must be honest. I learned a great lesson once again. I could learn it. Never to hear to any man. Let him come from heaven or I don't care where he comes from. But just carrying out the commission of the Lord, going from city to city, to preach the word, to bring the last message, and all who are ordained to be part of the rapture, they will in this time return to what went forth from Jerusalem. Isaiah 2, Micah 4 remains forever. And in the book of Acts, it is confirmed. The word of the Lord shall go forth from Jerusalem and the teaching from Mount Zion. Did we understand the lesson? All the denominations were deviating. They don't permit their churches and members to return to Jerusalem, to the doctrine of the apostles. They don't permit it. They want that they remain with them there where they are celebrating their services. And the service of God is only there where the God is. First commandment, Exodus 20, I am the Lord thy God. Thou shalt have no other gods besides me. Thou shalt make no image, neither of that what is in heaven, nor of that what is down on the earth, or somewhere. Only there, where the one true God, who has revealed himself personally to us in Jesus Christ, our Lord, only there can be worshipped, and this in the Spirit and in the truth. There, God can bless. Everything else can be decorated piously. Partly, one can refer even to the Scripture, and nevertheless, misled. I repeat once again, if Paul, in Galatians chapter 1, just speaks of it, that there is no other gospel than the one gospel of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And even an angel would come down from heaven and would preach unto you another gospel, let him be accursed. Paul could have meant only this scripture when he wrote this epistle to the Galatians. And it just touched my heart that we who we have heard God's message, the word of the cross we have been entrusted with, our wish it is that the word of the cross is not only a message, but as Paul writes, that it becomes the power of God, that we experience the impact of the word, that the redemption, the deliverance, the forgiveness, that we really experience it personally. For me, a very great lesson. And one could read all the other scriptures where God speaks through the prophets. He really declared that the people of Israel were serving idols. To be honest, perhaps we are shaking our heads. But just since the Council of Nicaea and since the Council of Chalcedon, all the Christian denominations and churches all have their creed. Their creed they have. And all, without exception, are referring to this Nicene Chalcedonian creed, are formulating the Trinity from the top to the bottom, formulating the Trinity, of which it doesn't speak one single time in the Bible. They are practicing the baptism in the three titles, where it doesn't speak of such a baptism in all of the Bible. All are doing it as on Mount Ephraim, Dan and Ephraim. All are having their own services. And here we really remember the word, the serious word of our Lord. In vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. There where doctrines of men are being believed, there God cannot be worshipped anymore in spirit and in truth. It is a mixture, and the people of God have now to be called out. I was really overwhelmed when I was reading this in the last seal, how Brother Branham, in a short summary, he expressed actually very much in the Old Testament, the hands across, the right hand laying on blessing, and then the falling away, then the unbelief, then the disobedience, then all this erecting of idol worships. And then declaring their own days where they come together, and nobody was allowed to go to Jerusalem anymore. I'm asking you, just look around the churches. Nobody will say a word. The Methodists to the Baptists, the Baptists to the Methodists, to the Pentecostals. They can all among themselves, they can change places. Doesn't matter. But then comes the great but. In the moment when they hear that there are people of God who believe that God promised a prophet and that he sent him, who would restore all things, and thanks be to God, it was restored. He restored it. And if you want to take your time, then confidently you can read in the Bible. And suddenly Jezebel comes up. Suddenly Ahab is there. And suddenly Elijah is there. And suddenly Elijah is there. And comes to Mount Carmel and calls the people of God together. How many do we have? 150 from the other side and 400 from the other side. And then the man of God calls the people of God together. And behold, the Lord gave the answer. God has given us in this time a clear answer by the word of the Lord. By the word of the Lord, the message was addressed to us crystal clear, just as God commissioned the apostles and just as he sent Brother Branham. Here we have it, 1 Kings 18. Verse 19. Now therefore send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel and the prophets of Baal, 450, and the prophets of the groves, 400, which eat at Jezebel's table. Yes, we've said it. Jezebel, Revelation 2. And God has given us the grace. Brother Branham preached a whole sermon with a title, Jezebel's Religion. And the whole falling away he showed forth. Brothers and sisters, for us, it's just a holy duty. And we could almost say, which we read three times, by the word of the Lord. By which word did Brother Branham bring the message? By which word did he came up? He could look back, whether it was 3 years when he saw the first vision, whether it was with 7 years when he for the first time heard the voice of the Lord. With 12 years, he had a mighty experience. From birth on, he was ordained to be the prophet of God, just as it was said to the prophet Jeremiah, from thy mother's womb thou wast ordained as a prophet to the nations, and everything what I will say to you, this you shall proclaim. Then we read here in 1 Kings 18, verse 21, and Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long held ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. And then we all know how it continues, what happened on the Mount of Carmel. Brothers and sisters, I just read one word from the prophet Ezekiel for the finishing of this sermon, which was really upon my heart on the last 2-3 days. I was reading these things from the prophet Ezekiel. Here in chapter 36, we are shown the return of Israel into the land of promise. Let me say it here. We can see here the parallel for the church at the end of the time of grace. Ezekiel 36 from verse 24. For I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all countries and will bring you into your own land. Luke 21, verse 24. Jerusalem shall be trodden down by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. But then the following is happening. Verse 25. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you. What do we now think on? Ephesians 5, verse 26. Washed by the word, pure water, sprinkling upon you, and ye shall be clean from all your filthiness, from all your idols, and from all your idols will I cleanse you. God could not tolerate anything, and he did not tolerate anything, neither any false teaching about the Godhead, nor the false practice of the baptism, neither all the other biblical doctrines and truths. God has put everything anew upon the lampstand, and whoever has eyes to see, he sees it, and whoever has ears, he hears it. Then verse 26, a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. Also our stony hearts must be taken out of us, a heart which has compassion, a heart which can receive. Then in verse 27 it says, and I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them. And when does it happen? When the Holy Spirit takes over the leading. Just remember, Romans 8, all who are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. And then the final promise in verse 28, and ye shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers. And ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. We remember the last three verses in 2 Corinthians. And then also the first verse in the next chapter, 2 Corinthians 6, the last verses, and then the first verse in chapter 7. Here it says, we read it many times, and we said it many times, 2 Corinthians 6, verse 17 and 18. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, commandeth the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. This is the final result of the called out church of Jesus Christ from the nations. Just as God brought the people of Israel back into the natural land of promise, and it really took years, until every promise which belongs into this connection finds fulfillment. In the same way, the calling out of the bride church, it is a process which takes years until every nation, every tongue is reached, and until the last one is called out. We are not determining it. God already determined it. And nothing will happen too late. Everything will happen at the right time. Brothers and sisters, who we are gathered here, brothers and sisters, all over Africa, in Asia, all over the world, on all continents, receive the divine message. May all ministers of God, all ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, may they take it to heart what we read tonight, that nobody, that really no one, could throw us out of this race and could tell us something else than that what God already said to us in the original commission which we have to carry out. May God give me the grace. May God give the grace to all my brothers who are ministering with the word to listen to no one, whether he calls himself a prophet, whether he says an angel of the Lord appeared unto me. We know what the Lord has said in his word. And this is the commission which we have received. We believe at this place out of conviction that Brother Branham had a divine call and sending, that he was sent with a message. And this message is even forerunning today the second coming of Christ. Perhaps tomorrow we will read one quote of Brother Branham, perhaps two, to show you how important it is, even the comma and the full stop to set it right, to not change the meaning. I remember you a couple of scriptures. which is written in the Jehovah's Witnesses, Jehovah's Witnesses Bible. Just read what is written in John 1, verse 1. Just read what is written in Luke 23, how the people, even the Holy Scripture, with a comma and with a full stop, they changed. You don't read, verily, verily, I say to you, today you shall be with me in paradise. There it says, verily, I say to you today, you will be with me in paradise. That today, I tell you today, you will be with me in paradise. But our Lord said, verily, I say to you, verily, I say, today you will be with me in paradise. To me, for me, the Word of God has the first place. For me, it is very important that everything is in a perfect agreement with God's Word. We just thank for this night, for this evening, for these comparisons. And I believe we all made our decision anew. Even a professor comes, even if somebody comes, doesn't matter who he is, we abide with the original word. And if somebody would tell us, you don't have to go back to Jerusalem, you don't have to go back to what was preached there, also not to the doctrines of the apostles, you don't have to go there. Then we just can answer with Galatians 1. Let everyone be accursed who preaches another gospel than that what was preached at the beginning. Our decision, thanks be to God, is firm. And we believe, as the Scripture says, regardless of what others judge about us, to the Lord our God be thanks for this serious lesson. Did we understand it? Did we understand this lesson? And even an angel would come down from heaven and would proclaim something else. For instance, that the Lord has come already. Then we just say, when he comes, then I go. And as long as he has not come yet, we are still here. Just nothing. Don't believe anything. No interpretation. Don't believe it. Only believe what is written in this book. And then the Spirit of truth will lead us into all the truth. To him, the faithful God, who has visited his people in this time and who has led us, who has brought us back to the beginning, to him be the honor. We, out of conviction, out of experience, we can say, you revealed yourself to me, O Lord, as a German song goes. And we can say, you spoke to me. And we can say, you have opened unto me the understanding for the Scripture. You anointed my eyes. I may see. You opened my ears. I may hear. Brothers and sisters, God has pardoned us totally until we come from believing unto seeing. And to him be just the glory, now and forever. Amen. Let us stand up, let us sing as so often the chorus, just as I am. Thank you. Just now, we will thank the Lord. We will raise our voices, giving Him, the only God, the glory with all our hearts. He spoke to us. He has revealed Himself to us. We understood of what it is about. And our Lord, at that time, He was asking at the end of the parables, did you understand all this? And they answered Him, yes, Lord. You can read it in Matthew 13. Brothers and sisters, near and far, at this place and all over the world, also all who are connected online, in Africa, all over the world, as we said before, from the east to the west, from the south to the north, please believe what the Scripture says. Believe what God has said. Just as this man of God, three times, by the word of the Lord, he could say, so we can time and again emphasize it. By the word of the Lord, we carry the last message, are giving the last call, the calling out of the bride church. And only he who is part of the bride church will hearken to the voice of the bridegroom. And wherever the idol worships are, if they don't agree with the original pattern which was laid in Jerusalem, if they don't agree with it, then God will speak the judgment, the verdict. The question is, as our Lord said in Revelation, I will not blot out His name from the book of life. Obedience, walking the whole way with God, doing what He commanded. The Lord God, may He give us today the grace. We are the people of the new covenant. We believe that the blood of the new covenant was shed. And our Lord and Redeemer, He said, this is the blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many. We are the blood-bought flock, which is now purified in the Word. And by the Holy Spirit, we are led into all the truth and are being sanctified in it by grace, separated from everything what was done on the mountain of Ephraim, what is happening in the tribes of Jerusalem, which were separated from Jerusalem. Brothers and sisters, take it to heart. All the denominations which came up, they departed from Jerusalem. The doctrines of the apostles, they just put it away. And they are despising it. And they have put up their own creeds. And the Lord calls out from all of them back to the original proclamation, back to Jerusalem, back to the everlasting gospel. Just let us remember, this old prophet who didn't have any commission from God and who was staying in Bethel where this idol worship was erected, this man it was who was lying to the man of God. An angel appeared to me, and upon his word, you should return. God is the God of truth. Satan is the father of lies. And so we're just grateful that God has given us the grace, the discernment he has given us, so that we can judge all things spiritually. But we are not judged of anyone rightly, just as Paul said it to the Corinthians. Now I want to know, brothers and sisters, whether our decision was made, whether we walk the way until the end in obedience of faith. No more idol worship. No more agreeing with all the doctrines which are not in agreement with God and His Word. Just take upon yourself the reproach of Christ. Take the reproach of the apostles. Take the reproach of Brother Branham and upon us. Important is that we reach the goal. Do we have brothers and sisters who have a prayer request, who want to bring it before the Lord? Just raise your hand. Oh yes, many, many hands are going up. Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. In recent days, we heard testimonies of what God has done. And we believe that also therein, the restoration has to take place. There's no other way. It just belongs to it. It belongs to it. Let us believe now, and the Lord will confirm His word by His grace. Dear Lord, You are our Redeemer, and all promises of God are yea and amen through us. You worked faith in us. You worked decisions in us. Beloved Lord, confirm Thy word. Confirm Thy word. We believe that You confirmed Your word. We receive it. We receive it. The healing, salvation, and the deliverance. We are glorifying the power of Your blood, of Your word, and of Your spirit. Bless all over the earth. Bless all our brothers and all our sisters. Give new courage of faith. Give new comfort. Give new devotion. Bless, O God. We worship You. Adoration and glory be to You. Hallelujah. For the victory of Calvary. Jesus is the victor. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise, honor, and glory. Beloved Lord, I thank You for the great lesson of this night. I thank You that You, in all future, You will have Your hand upon me, that 1979 never repeats, that I only hearken to Your voice, carrying out Your commission, and this in all the world. Bless, Almighty God. Thanks be to You. Thanks be to You. Also for all my brothers, for all my sisters, here and in all countries of the earth, in all peoples, tongues, and nations. Highly praised and highly blessed be thou. You are God alone forever. And to you we are bringing the thanksgiving and the adoration in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, in which name all knees shall bow, just as we read it in the word of introduction. And what will they confess? That Jesus Christ is the Lord. For unto you today is born Jesus the Lord. The Lord who spoke to Abraham, the Lord who spoke to all the prophets, who could say, before Abraham was, I am. God manifested in a visible form of appearance, be it in the Old or in the New Testament. Beloved Lord, there in the spiritual body, here in the body of flesh, everything placed in a wonderful order. Have thanks, Lord. Thank you that you have led us into the most holy place. The Ark of the Covenant is open. Thy word is revealed. You have sent your prophet. It was worthwhile. It was worth it. Because the calling out of the bride is taking place worldwide. We are thanking you from the bottom of our hearts for it. And we give you alone the glory. Also for this great lesson, which I had to learn anew and which we all understood. Be with us all the days until the end of the world. And complete thyself, thy work. Beloved Lord, you have seen all the hands. You know all the prayer requests. Great God, answer you. Answer. Heal. Deliver. Save. And bless. We are thanking you that you on the cross of Calvary cried out, it is finished. Blessed be thou. Thanks be to you for the power of your blood, of your word, and of thy spirit. You blessed your people. I thank you for it. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. You may be seated. We say goodbye to all who have listened worldwide, and we are inviting for tomorrow morning, you all know, the time zones, and all who can make it possible. We are trusting the Lord that he will be tomorrow with us. Beloved brothers, who you are preaching the word, the Lord be with you. The decision was made. We believe what the Lord God said, and we are carrying out his commission. And we don't return with anyone. We just go back to Jerusalem, not back to Bethel, where the special worshipping places put up. No, back to Jerusalem. The Lord God, may he bless us all. May he be with all of us. Who says a chorus which we can sing? All the parents with children, I say thank you that you are really looking nicely. If sometimes families are coming with children, we will try our best. Our sisters are taking care. May the Lord God bless all.
Auf euch genommen habt aus Italien,
from Italy,
aus Rumänien,
from
aus Schweden,
Romania, from Sweden,
von überall,
from everywhere.
Haben wir heute Brüder
we have today brothers and sisters in our midst,
aus Rumänien,
from
aus,
Romania,
ja,
yes.
Aus, ja, Usbekistan,
Usbekistan,
Usbekistan und Tschechien und
Czech
Polen,
Republic, Poland,
und, ja, Belgien und Frankreich,
Belgium, France, Netherlands,
ja, von übersee,
from overseas. The Lord God be with us. Who says a chorus?
Lob, Ehre und Preis. Gut, dann stimmen wir dazu.
Let us stand up for it.
Singen wir noch, ich lieb ihn, ich
let us sing, I love him.
Und in Englisch.
And all the people said,
I have
one request. Just be seated for a moment. Last Wednesday,
we asked
the couple to sing us a song. Now I have the question. Is this freshly married couple in our midst? Are they in our midst? They are here. Somebody shows, here they are. Please come to the front. Just come to the front. I was thinking, when our two sisters were singing, it's sad that we don't understand all languages. And if it is sung in French,
ach, die Übersetzer, die können ja alle übersetzen, aber ihr habt keine Kopfhörer. Man braucht dann einen Kopfhörer.
One needs a headphone to hear if it's being translated.
Ja?
All right. Come to the front.
Schmidt das sagt.
If Brother Schmidt says,
dann. Echt? Benvenuto a chi è mano mio. Amen.
Danke.
Ja.
Lléname, Señor, es mi oración. Hazme nacer de nuevo, que tu santidad se refleje en mí. Y que ya no viva yo, llena hoy mi corazón,
llena hoy mi corazón
con tu Espíritu, Señor,
con tu Espíritu, Señor.
Déjame sentí tu presencia en mí. Lléname de ti, Señor.
Eres tú, Señor, mi necesidad.
Corazón, con tu Espíritu, Señor, y déjame sentir tu presencia en mí. Lléname de ti, Señor. Con tu Espíritu, Señor, déjame sentir tu presencia en mí. Lléname de ti, Señor. Déjame sentir presencia en mí. Lléname de ti, Señor. Lléname de ti, Señor.
Muchas gracias. Danke schön.
Thank you.
Danke schön.
A wonderful text. Fill me, Lord. This is my prayer. Let me be born again so that your wisdom reflects in me and so that I don't live for myself anymore. And then the chorus, fill my heart today with your Spirit, O Lord. Let me feel thy presence in me. Fill me with thyself, O Lord. You are the one, Lord, whom I need. This is my greatest longing. Today, my heart longs for more of you. I want to be filled with the fullness of you. Very nice. When it is being expressed, thank you, all you who are speaking other languages.
And
thank you for your patience. Thank you for your understanding. The Lord bless you all. We stand up, and Brother Schmidt will pray once again with us. Great God, we are praising you, and we are glorifying your holy name. In Christ Jesus our Lord, in which we have received our salvation. Thanks be to you, O God, that you have given your life, that you died, so that we might have life. Give grace, Lord, that we give you the praise and the honor and the glory, that we are not rebellious to you, towards you and your word and the leading of thy Spirit. Lord, bless us. Lord, bless the night which is before us. Be with each one of us. Let us not speak around, but let us keep the spoken things in our hearts, in a purified heart, for the glory of your name. Lord Jesus, amen. Very soon, oh how nice, we will enter the pearly gates.
Oh,
And all the people said,
Amen.
The grace of the Lord be with you until tomorrow. Just take care for peace, and then there will be peace. Until tomorrow, the Lord bless you all.